It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. The next question is, if you were in a challenge to generate $100,000 in 30 days with no list or contacts, what would be your game plan to hit that goal? So if you were in a challenge to generate $100,000 in 30 days with no list or contacts, what would be your game plan to hit that goal? So first I would try to identify, I'm guessing it's $100,000 in sales. 100K in profit would be some challenge in 30 days with an idea that you're just starting. So is this an existing idea or is this a brand new idea? But I think for me, I would focus my efforts on first making sure I could create some sort of offer around the product or service. If it's a product-based business, understanding what my margins are, you know, what are my margins and what can I discount? You know, and what would be the leftover? The second thing is how much can I make of that product in 30 days? So just getting an understanding. If it's a digital product, it'll be completely different because it's a one-time build. So for me, I think I would go the digital product route, right? If I'm trying to make 100K in 30 days, digital product route. So something anywhere from, you know, 200-300 to 2,000, or I'll go the high ticket offer. Knowing me, if you're telling me, Abu, right now where you are, I would say, okay, I'm going to, you know, take 10 people, charge them $10,000, and I'm going to coach them one-on-one for 30 days, and that's my 100K. And I don't need 30 days to make 100K. I'll do that in 24 hours, right? So if you're telling me, I would focus on what am I the best at doing? What do people need help with? Find an alignment and then charge a high ticket for those that can afford me. I know I'm not trying to get 1,000 people. I'm trying to get 10, right? I'm trying to get 10 to pay me 10K. That's 100, right? Yeah, it's 100,000. And so that's what I would do, right? That's my quick game plan to 100K. Now, if I was running a product-based business, you know, which is a lower offer, maybe $20, $25, $40 product, then my strategy would be completely different. I probably would need all 30 days. And I think for me, I would focus on content creation. So I would try to pay people to create content, user-generated content. And I would first start by trying to make organic sales. And then I would try to take that organic sales to retarget people that have been watching videos. Then I would try to take some of those sales and start running, you know, ads to try to acquire customers. And I think I would make that 100K dependent on how good my back end was in creating those products, right? Or maybe instead of creating those products, what I would do is create a pre-sale list, right? A pre-sale list. And over the 30 days, instead of selling, I would just pre-sell. And then I would try to use a lot of that capital to then create the products. So I think that would be my mindset. And if I had to be in a product space, me and my friend Varick, we talk about this all the time. He always tells me, Abu, if you left PYL tomorrow, what type of business would you start? You know, how quickly do you think you could make $1 million? Could you do it in 6 months? Could you do it in a year? And he's like, what industry, what business? And I told him, beauty, skincare. That's what I would do. Beauty, skincare, if I had to go into a product-based business. Because in the skincare industry, in the beauty industry, there's no loyalty. Go into a woman's cabinet right now, and she has 1 million different products. Just because she wants to try them, right? Just because she wants to try them. So for me, that would be what I would do because I feel like I see so many products that are advertised that people buy that don't even work. But you know why they buy them? Oh, the packaging looks good, right? Oh, like, did you see their video? It was hilarious. More people buy things for packaging and design than they do for the product actually works. There are people who have terrible packaging, but products that work, and they, you know, are not being found. And so that's why I tell people all the time, like, marketing is really important for your business. There's a student of ours, Ronnie, who does Los Angeles oil, skin, and butter. Let me know if I'm saying it incorrectly. But Ronnie, I remember when he was selling his skin products, and his packaging, he was printing it, he was making it at home. So his packaging, he had ordered blank bottles, and he literally take his packaging and just stick it around the bottles. It wasn't highly manufactured, right? But his products worked. And then when Ronnie got the marketing behind it to his products, people cared less about what it looked like because they developed an affinity around, okay, his products work. And then his packaging got better and better over time. So if you have a product that works, you really have to work on your marketing. If you have a product that doesn't work and your marketing is amazing and your packaging is amazing, look, you know, God bless you, you know. Eventually, you're going to make sure your products work eventually because, you know, when you build a community, what you don't want is that feedback on the back end of like, hey, this product doesn't work. So that's what I would do, right? Again, if I had to start over and you told me I couldn't do courses or digital products, or an agency, you know, or one-on-one, I would, you know, do products, beauty industry, e-commerce-based businesses as well. Again, the supply chain has to be good. And that's the other challenge of e-commerce-based businesses is the supply chain, right? So I'm saying everything is great and all I'm doing is stepping in. But if you're telling me everything is a variable, supply chain is terrible, then I'd probably need more than 30 days to try to figure out supply chain alone, right? But great question, right? There is loyalty to products that we love, right? Now our skin could get used to something and it'll stop working, so we will look for something new. Yeah, and that's another thing I've found. You may start trying a skincare product and it may be working for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, but then for some reason, one day you wake up and it's not working the same. It's not hitting the same. So you're like, let me try something different. Let me see, you know, my skin's extra dry now, or this is happening. And you may want to try something different. But I've never been in a woman's cabinet and they have the same, they have the same brand of every product. And that's all they have. Never. If you know, let me know. Because I've never seen that before. Never seen that before.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.